Deep dive into the world of science with Nature Plus. From the vastness of the distant star systems to the intricacies of infectious diseases due to climate change, we've got you covered. Enjoy access to over 55 cutting-edge journals, breaking scientific news, and over 1,000 new articles every month. Whether you're a seasoned researcher or just curious, Nature Plus simplifies complex studies. Plus, it's all available right at your fingertips on nature.com. Nature Plus, the key to unlocking the world's most significant scientific advances. Subscribe today at go.nature.com/plus.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is a podcast extra from Nature. Every week, Nature publishes a science fiction story in its future slot, and every month, we read you our favourite. This month's story is Melissa, written by Troy Stieglitz, published on the 10th of November, and read by Adam Levy.
The receptionist looked up from her desk with a warm smile. Can I have your name, please? Yes, ma'am. My name is Captain Carter Harrison. I am here to visit Mrs. Melissa Taylor. He was a young man with short cropped hair and an athletic build. He wore a decorated military uniform. He shifted his weight nervously from one foot to the other and crumpled and folded his hat between his hands. Oh, Mr. Harrison, Melissa's been expecting you. She's been asking the staff about you all week. Now, don't take it personally, but she'll probably forget your visit and will be asking about you all over again tomorrow. Here's your visitor's identification, she said as she handed over a white badge. Please use the computer to check in and head down the hallway to your left. She's in room 3417. He nodded, took a deep breath, and started down the long antiseptic corridor. His palms were clammy and his heart was pounding as he peeked in through the open doorway of the room. An elderly woman was lying peacefully in bed with her eyes closed. A blue and white knitted blanket was pulled up to her waist. He paused for a moment and then softly knocked three times on the metal doorframe. Melissa slowly opened her eyes with a smile and whispered, Daddy. Hi, sweetie, he said as he choked back tears and entered the room. She had aged so much since he'd last seen her a few months before. Of course, a few months' ship time meant that years had passed on Earth. How was your trip, Daddy? Did you bring me back anything? Her eyes were sparkling, but the sentences were strained. She had never resented his absence from her life. Even into old age, she had always welcomed him home with a girlish enthusiasm. I sure did, kiddo. He reached into the front pocket of his jacket. I brought you this coin from the new colony on Stratus 8 and this diamond from the mines on Archibald. The crew was able to get some time away from the ships during our refueling stops. She smiled and nodded towards her dresser. Hundreds of small trinkets, stones and figurines lay spread across its top. He stood up and gently placed the objects with the rest of her collection. His eyes caught a blue and white Terran Starfleet flag hanging on one of the walls. Melissa, I wanted to... he started as he turned around. She was sleeping now. He pulled a chair up to her bedside and watched the rise and fall of his daughter's chest, and the way the sunlight came through the window and struck her long grey hair. He looked back at the collection on top of the dresser and felt warm tears of regret welling up in his eyes. To him, it was a collection of hundreds of missed opportunities. They were simply mementos representing far too many years spent apart. I'm so sorry, Melissa, he said softly. It was never supposed to be like this. He rose and quietly shut the door to the hall and sat back down in the chair. Your grandparents raised a perfect young woman, but I missed your first steps, Melissa. I missed your graduation, and I missed your thesis defense, and I missed your wedding ceremony. He trailed off as his bottom lip began to tremble. He bit it, and wiped back his tears with the sleeve of his itchy wool uniform. Then he gently took her wrinkled hand with his own. "I was only supposed to work as a captain for a couple more years, but after your mother died we needed the money, sweetie, and we had just lost so many men in the First Interstellar War." He stopped and fought back his emotion. "I couldn't just abandon the Terran fleet after that. I have a duty to our planet. I know that I've already told you this 1,000 times, sweetie." The captain sat and held her hand for a few more minutes in silence. He pulled the knitted blanket up to Melissa's chest and drew the window blinds. He knew that this was probably the last time that he would see his daughter alive. It would be nearly 5 years Earth time before he returned from his next assignment. "I love you, Melissa." He gently kissed his daughter on the forehead, put on his hat, and quietly left the room. Outside, he hailed one of the waiting air taxis. He paused before pressing the hatch release button and looked to the sky. Hundreds of air taxis swarmed upwards into the clouds to dock with one of the massive ferries floating above the city. His ferry would be leaving the atmosphere soon to rendezvous with his convoy of orbiting starships. He still had another 30 years of planetary service before he retired, he thought. He would lose hundreds of years of Earth time before his service was complete. Each time he returned home, he would learn that loved ones had passed away and that new ones had been born. He drew a deep breath, pressed the hatch release button, and climbed inside.
The Nature Podcast is supported by Nature Plus, a flexible monthly subscription that grants immediate online access to the science journal Nature and over 50 other journals from the Nature portfolio. More information at go.nature.com/plus.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.